This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Well, good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. This morning, we're focusing on the city of Murfreesboro. And we have with us our mayor, Tommy Bragg. Hey, Tommy, how are you today?
Good morning, Bart, and it's great to be with you. And I have a special guest, someone that no one really knows. I mean, it's the person who...
Mystery guest.
Mystery guest, someone who hasn't been around Murfreesboro very long. Probably only, what, 47 years?
25.
25 years.
Which is his age, right?
I have our former vice mayor, Chris Bratcher, with me this morning, and I know a lot of people voted for Chris in our most recent election. As I always tell candidates who are not successful, it wasn't unanimous. I mean, they didn't all vote against you. I mean, you just didn't get all the votes, but I'm really pleased that Chris is joining me this morning. It was his regularly scheduled morning, and I wanted to have him back because I know a lot of people in Murfreesboro appreciate what Chris has done in his 24 years on city council. It's amazing to me, obviously having only been mayor for 10 years, that he has had an interest in city politics, that he's had an interest in making our city better. And I think if you look at the way our city has grown and the benefits and the amenities, the infrastructure, the road system, if you look at those people really who have voted with their feet, they've moved to Murfreesboro either because of jobs or schooling or educational opportunities or because their other family members are here, I think a lot of it lays at the feet of Chris Bratcher because of the tremendous job he's done on our city council. And I certainly count him as a great friend, and I just wanted to make sure that he was here so he could hear me say that on the radio at WGNS. Chris, I'm just happy you're here this morning.
Thank you, Mayor. It's a pleasure and honor to be here. I've always enjoyed being a guest here on WGNS, and Bart, Scott's always been so gracious and kind, and your listeners have always been great listeners, and they're always calling in and giving great ideas for us to make Murfreesboro an even better city. And it's always been an honor and a pleasure to be a part of this program.
And today is everybody's opportunity to call in and talk with Chris, not for the last time, because we'll come up with another reason for you to be on. We'll talk about the real estate market or something of that sort. But, you know, the one thing that you have consistently done on this program, when people have a concern with a pothole or a suggestion for something needed, they call in, you jot the items down, and you work on getting it resolved.
Well, I do my best, and I know without this program, and I don't know any other city that has a program like what WGNS does to get the community involved in the city. And there's a lot of things that, quite frankly, a lot of people don't know how to call in the city hall. They don't know who to talk to. And this is a great opportunity for them to talk to the mayor or talk to me when I was here and give us ideas and suggestions on how to fix things. And it's been just a great communication tool.
So if you have a comment or a well wish that you'd like to pass on to Chris, now's your chance to do it. 893-1450. 893-1450. Do you have a hobby or something, or are you going to be out on the streets just, you know, wandering aimlessly?
Well, frankly, I'm a little disappointed that he's not still on the council, because I remember every other month when he came on your show, it was raining when he came on the show,
and we needed
the
rain.
People called in and wanted to know, what about the water that's in my yard or standing over here in the field? And we need rain right now, and Chris is not on city council anymore, and it's not raining like
well,
we
need. I'm here today, and it has rained.
Is that right? Well, it hadn't rained enough yet, Chris, so keep going, baby.
Keep those gardens watered, right?
That's right.
But no, actually, I sell real estate for a living. That's mm-hmm. what I've always done. And, you know, the mayor of the council, it's a part-time position, and we all have a full-time day job. And that's what I do for a living, is sell real estate. And my hobby, I guess, has always been fishing. I've always enjoyed going out on the lake and fishing the rivers and the lakes and things like that. So
is there a good fishing hole? I mean, one that's better? Or do you even want to divulge
I can't tell you those secrets, Bart.
Okay. Now, what is your favorite fish to catch?
Anything that swims.
Okay.
That's my theory. If it swims, I'll try to catch it. I do a lot of crappie fishing, and I do a lot of bass fishing, walleye fishing, and right now the bluegill are fixing to go on bed, so I typically try to go out and catch a lot of bluegill as well.
The big Lions Club Fishing Rodeo is this coming Saturday. Do you do things like that?
Well, I don't get into the tournaments or things like that, because that's kind of like a job, and I'm really I just want to have fun. So
there was a song like that.
That's right.
Just want to have fun. So sounds like you're going to enjoy yourself.
Well, I'm still here in Murfreesboro, still helping the community and anything. And quite frankly, Mayor, I still get a lot of calls and emails. People still think I'm on the council, and I still continue to help them and forward those emails on to the appropriate departments.
You still have plenty of influence. There's no question about that. And that's one of the good things, I think, about Murfreesboro, is that we have very responsive council members, and they take things to heart. When you call them up, want to know something, want to ask about something, how can we improve or how can we change, then they're very responsive at all times. And Chris has been one of the best.
Our phone number is 893-1450, and let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Well, good morning, Barb, and good morning, Mr. Mayor and Chris. And I just wanted to be the first one to call and say, Chris, thank you very much for the years of service that you gave to the city. And speaking from experience, that there is a joyful life after politics. So enjoy it.
Well, thank you. That, and I think that sounded like my friend Mike Lyles. Mike gives a lot to the community and helped make Murfreesboro and Rutherford County a great place to live. Mike, thank you for your service, and I enjoyed your friendship and continue to look forward to seeing you around.
Well, I think you're going to have to be on the Intercoastal Waterway, aren't you, Mike, to see you sometimes? Is that right? Did I just see you took a little trip?
Yeah, we took a on and off. It took us about a year to do what's called the Great Loop, and it's a loop around the eastern part of the United States, and then up into Canada, and then down to the river system, and eventually connecting the dot back into lower Florida. So we just finished that, and we're really happy to be back home. And after traveling all of those almost 6,000 miles, we came to the conclusion that there's no better place than Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Well, Mike, let me ask you a question. Years ago, you and I were neighbors, and I went up to McMinnville, and when there weren't very many nursery stores down here in Murfreesboro, and I bought a bunch of trees, and I brought them back in my backyard right next door to your backyard, and I planted a lot of those trees right over there kind of near your side of the yard. And do you remember what you told me when you looked over the fence and you saw all those trees and bushes going up the yard next to you?
I remember a couple of things about that, Tommy, and I remember one thing was that the ground was so dry that we had to take a pick to try to dig those holes. And the second thing was, it looked like a jungle before you even got the growth on the trees. So that's what I remember about that.
You told me that all the flora and the fauna would move into my yard and the rest of the neighborhood would be a desert. Oh, thanks for calling
in,
Mike. It's good to hear from you. Glad you're back safely.
Bye-bye. I ran into Mike the other night. He looks good.
Yeah.
I mean,
We took a parenting class, if you can imagine, from my first child, who is now 37 years old.
And how did that happen?
It was, well, Drew Rhodes and Kathy and Mike Lyles and at the time Jeannie and I, and we just had a tremendous time. Nora Christensen was doing it over at the hospital. And I never forget, all the wives are very pregnant, all about the same time, due for a delivery, and So she's just very straight and how this is where you need to do it. We're going to practice breathing, and so get down in the floor. Well, we decided we would play a trick on her, so we all moved to a different wife, not to our wife, to somebody else. And when she looked up, she was so confused. And she just lost her whole train of thought because we had switched wives down there. But doing breathing exercises, but that was a long time ago.
That was back when Lamaze was the in thing. I don't think so either.
My daughter in New York City is getting ready to have a baby now, and they're going to do a C-section. I mean, it's almost like they don't trust natural birth. There's too many things that can go wrong, so they want to do it just by the book and as now, prescribed.
This is number two for
this
you.
This will be number two, May the 30th, supposedly.
So you've learned now how to spoil children even better.
Well, as somebody told me the other day, if you knew how much fun grandchildren would be, you would have had them first before you had your children.
And that is the truth.
Yes.
Oh, man. Our phone number is 893-1450. If you have a question or comment about the city of Murfreesboro, perhaps there's an issue that you're concerned with, call us, 893-1450. You still have your pencil handy?
I'm ready.
Oh, okay. So Chris is still here, and if you have a parting thought for Chris, give us a shout. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Good morning. This is Marty Luffin from the garden spot of Rutherford County.
Good morning, Marty.
Good morning.
You have some gardening tips for Tommy?
Actually, I got an idea for all of y'all. What he was talking about, that mission trip, going crop fishing and stuff, we don't have anywhere for dissemination of sport activities going on, like your fishing or your horses, of course, and your dolphins. Maybe Chris could get on CNS there for a little while and have call-ins on what's happening for the weekend, whether it be, you know, golfing or fishing or whatever.
That's a great idea. There's a lot of great activities going on in Murfreesboro.
The only way we get it from the News Journal.
Well, if you can go online and see, our Parks and Recreation Department has a lot of great recreational activities going on. They canoe the Stones River. They do a lot of activities out at the Barfield Crescent Park and different things like that. And I don't know if I'm going to give you all my fishing tips or secrets.
I think that's really what he was pushing.
People always ask me, where did you catch those fish? And I always just put my finger in my mouth. I say, I caught them right there.
Right here on the corner of their mouths. I didn't foul hook a one of them.
That's right.
Right there where they were eating.
I catch most of mine over at Junior's Food Plant.
That's right. But that's a great idea. There could be a lot of activities that a lot of people don't realize what's going on.
Well, last night we had a tremendous thing out on Highway 99 at Fellowship Methodist Church. Grace Fest went on, and it was a tremendous program. Just a tremendous outpouring of people. I bet they had 1,000 people out there. It was just tremendous.
Wow.
Really wonderful that Greenhouse Ministries and others had kind of put together. So, but the hardest thing, I think, is seeing it online in many instances, and it's just a line of type. And it's very difficult to try to perceive what is the best thing to do because there are so many things to do across our community, and it's very difficult sometimes to keep up because there's only 52 weeks a year, and you've got something to do every day.
You can call the Parks and Recreation Department at 890-5333, and they have a magazine they put out called the Rec Connection, and it gives you a list of all the activities that the Parks and Recreation Department are putting on, and that's a great little magazine
to have. Well, in fact, we have some here at the station if you need to come by and pick one up. But I think what they're wanting you to do is to do a broadcast live from your boat, your flat bottom boat, your John boat out there, as you're tossing the lure in.
Do a fishing program. Yeah. We need to do a live fishing program.
And I would say today Chris is at wherever, and that's where the fishing is best.
Right.
And you can hear you throw the, and then you can hear reeling in the big ones, you know. And
absolutely.
None of them get away from Chris.
That's right. We catch them all.
That's right. 893-1450 is our phone number. 893-1450. We're going to check on the traffic and weather, and we'll be back and continue the conversation. If you have a final thought that you'd like to share with Chris, maybe a thank you for how many years?
24.
And you're only 29?
29. I got elected and I was 4 years old, Bob.
Unbelievable.
Five.
Depends you heard me. It first. Tommy, are you choking?
Some of that accounting.
That's right. That's that fuzzy math.
That McFadden math.
That's some McFadden math right there.
We'll be right back. Just walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis. But do I really feel the way I feel? Hey, I have a question for you. Are deer and rabbits eating your prized vegetables and flowers? These animals can destroy a season of work in one night. Bonide has the answer. All natural, go away. It's a deer and rabbit repel, and it can save your flowers and vegetable gardens from these nuisance pests. Boy, we have them, don't we? If you don't believe we have a problem with them, just head over to the Land Gallery and ask Bill Patterson. He'll say, yeah, we've got a problem with those. All Natural Go Away is available in both concentrate and ready-to-use formulations. It can be applied directly to your plants that you want to protect and keeps animals from eating them up for up to 45 days. Go Away Liquid can be applied directly to vegetables and fruit for protection up to the day that you want to harvest them. Go Away Granules provide a barrier around your garden and landscape plants, and it'll protect you up to 2 months from marauding animal pest. Where do you get it? This the Go Away? That's what it's called. Go Away. You can get it right now at the Co-op Farm and Home Center on Middle Tennessee Boulevard, just off South Church, over at the Co-op. And they also have Go Away at Martin's Home and Garden. Martin's Home and Garden, they're on Broad, right across from Demas Restaurant. Martin's Home and Garden.
The Ford F-150 has been named the 2012 Motor Trend Truck of the Year. Visit the Swap Your Ride sales event today at Ford of Murfreesboro to take advantage of their low interest loans. F-150s are starting out for as little as $18,995. Your F-150 is awaiting you. Visit Ford of Murfreesboro on Broad at Northfield or online at fordofmurfreesboro.com.
Hi, this is David Lee, General Manager at Ford of Murfreesboro, and I invite you to come down and see our full selection of Fords, and we'll give you the best deal in town.
Hello, I'm Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers. We are offering free exterior cleaning and time checks on all fine timepieces by our two watch technicians. Come in this month for your free cleaning and time check.
Hello, this is Lisa Halliburton. We don't have 8 great locations. There's just one Bell Jewelers. And just because we're not one of the big chains doesn't mean you can't get good values at Bell Jewelers.
Visit Bell Jewelers on Broad across from Toots.
Roberts Discount Auto Repair on Broad, across from Ford of Murfreesboro. Tune-ups, oil changes, auto repair. 896-1407. Roberts Discount Auto Repair on Broad, across from Ford of Murfreesboro. We care, and we're here to help.
Good morning. We're still dealing with that injury accident, Haynes Drive at Battleground Drive. That's over on the north side. They've got lots of congestion, Broad at Church, Broad at Memorial, also I-24 at 96, I-24 at 231. Lots of buildup also as you make your way into Midtown. Nashville on I-24. Looks like we've got a lot of slowdown around the Old Hickory Boulevard exit, also the junction with I-40 westbound. Save now, save big, 50% off auto glass. For auto glass repair and more, you can trust America's auto glass specialist, Glassmasters. Call 248-5570. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
We'll have spotty showers early today, otherwise partly sunny skies. Highs this afternoon in the mid-70s. We'll have a north-northwest wind between 10 and 15 miles per hour. I'm WGNS meteorologist Andy Feluber. Right now, 63.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We offer checking that comes with a free check card, free mobile and internet banking, as well as free bill payer service. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hey neighbor, when you talk, others listen. If it's on Good Neighbor Talk, keep it here. AM 1450, WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Everyone knows I'm in.
Welcome back. We're talking about the city of Murfreesboro today, 893-1450. That's the number to call, and you'll link in with our mayor, Tommy Bragg, and our retiring vice mayor. Chris is with us this morning, Chris Bratcher, 893-1450, 29 years of age. Unbelievable.
Well, you know, one of the nice things I think about Chris was he always could put things in perspective on the council. He, when he started, the city of Murfreesboro obviously was much smaller. He understood, I think, that many people wanted an increase in the level of services that we offered across the city, that we wanted better parks, parks and recreation. He served on our Planning Commission, served on our Parks and Recreation Commission, served on the Power Board, I think. Was there any commission you didn't quite get to? Kind of tell us some of those things that you remember. I mean, specifically the road projects, the school projects, the purchase of Barfield Crescent Park, the beginnings of Old Fort Golf Course. I mean, a lot of the things that we pretty well take for granted that have been here for years and years. Yeah. Chris was there.
Well, Medical Center Parkway, you know, the development of that, along with, you know, of course, that started back when I served with Mayor Joe B. Jackson and Mayor Reeves, and that took a while to do it. And of course, the Mayor Bragg is one that kind of put it all together at the end there. So it, had that. I've been blessed and fortunate to serve with a lot of great council members and a lot of great mayors, and that's been a blessing and an honor. And that's one thing, people talk about what makes Murfreesboro great, you know, and people talk about our geography, Mayor. I've heard you say about, you know, we're close to Nashville and we're close to this and close to that, and that is one of the things. But one of the, I think, is things that's been what makes Murfreesboro special, besides the citizens in Murfreesboro, the people who live here makes it special. But we've had great leaders. You know, I've served with John Pittard and, you know, Kevin Wax, Woody Robinson, and I can go on down, you know, go down
Mary
the list.
Scales, Mary Scales, Mary Huda.
Oh, absolutely. The list goes on and on and on. And our mayors, you know, Mayor Jackson and Mayor Reeves and Mayor Bragg, and they all have one thing in mind, is what's best for the city of Murfreesboro as a whole. And we've all had a great sense of working together and pulling together. Now, we don't always agree on everything, but at the end of the day, everybody has the same goal and has the same mission, as to do what's best for the city of Murfreesboro. That's what's made Murfreesboro special.
Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Good morning, Bart. And Chris, thank you for all your good service. And you just echoed what I was about to say, that, you know, we have a great community because we've elected great leaders. And, you know, I just really appreciate what you've done. And And Mayor Bragg, thanks again for coming out and doing a welcome last night. Appreciate you saying something about it a few minutes ago. But, you know, that's the way y'all are involved in the community, I think, is what people understand, that you're real people, and that you do have a concern for what's happening. And, you know, again, I just thank y'all so much for what you do.
Well, thank you, Cliff Sharp, with Greenhouse Ministries. And Cliff and Jane have been just wonderful doers. I mean, it's incredible, the activity level and the amount of good that comes from Greenhouse, and we're just so proud of Cliff and Jane. And that's quite a compliment, Chris, for you to get a call from Cliff this morning, because he's so busy helping people. It's amazing that he's got just enough time to call, and I think a lot of people feel that same way about Chris and his service to the city.
Well, Cliff does a great job. I was over to his place not too long ago with the Senior Connections, and kind of got to meet all the people who were involved, and a lot of people don't realize the outreach that the Greenhouse Ministries has. I mean, they go deep into our community and help a lot of people.
Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Tommy and Chris. How are you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Got a question for Mr. Bratcher.
Okay.
Are you going to run for mayor down the road?
I don't know. Right now, I'm going to just relax and kick back and support Mayor Bragg and the council and anything they may need. And I think Mayor Bragg is probably one of the finest mayors in the country, and he does a great job of leading our council. And he's the glue that kind of holds us all together and herds us in the right direction and keeps us moving forward. And his leadership has been I served with three mayors, and I think Tommy's leadership has been some of the best I've ever seen in any city.
Well, he might retire one of these days, so you got a lot of experience. You ought to try.
He's got time, and he's got a following, and I bet he would work hard, and certainly he's done an excellent job, even in my absence, and a really good job while I've been there. So that's a good thing for Chris.
I appreciate that, and I just, you know, a lot of people don't know, they see us sitting up on at the council meetings with our suits and ties on, and they don't realize that we're out in the community. They don't realize where we've come from, and you know, I was born and raised over in the McFadden area, which back in that day it wasn't the best of areas, but you know, there was good people in McFadden. They were just this didn't have the economic that other parts of Murfreesboro had, and I'm a baby of seven children. And we lived in a little small two-bedroom home, and I grew up very modestly, and I enjoyed the McFadden area and over in the projects over there on Bridge Avenue and played over there every day. And just I love Murfreesboro. I grew up around, you know, going up on the square as a child, walking the square. My mom was a waitress at Don's Kitchen Corner.
I remember Don's real well.
That's right.
And I'd go over to McClellan's or go over to the Princess Theater and just kind of, you know, just as a child, I just hung out on the square and grew up in Murfreesboro. And I love Murfreesboro. I love the people here.
Hello?
Yeah, we hear you.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I've got a prediction. You and Washington may run against each other one of these days.
He's gone on to fame and fortune anywhere he wants to.
I appreciate
okay.
that.
Thanks for calling.
I just want to let you know, we'll back you up, whatever you decide. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. That's awful nice.
Let's go to another line here. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Hello. I'd like to speak to Chris.
And he's right here.
I'm right here.
Hey, Chris. I'm just glad that... I didn't paint your head off when you was a baby, because I remember when you was born.
You got to get in line, do that.
This is a familiar voice.
Yes.
You come out all right, though, and I appreciate it. And I'm glad you said what you did about McFadden, but that's God's country, son.
Absolutely.
And we've produced some famous ones, and we've produced some infamous ones. But anyway, I just appreciate you. Appreciate your service, Chris. You've done a good job over the years, and I appreciate you know, all the work you've helped us when we've had to do some things that's according to social issues, and the council has been mighty cooperative in keeping Murfreesboro clean, and I appreciate that with all the mayors that we've worked with, and especially Tommy. He is doing a great job, but I just want to let you know I appreciate it, and I kid you a lot, but you've done a real good job. Knowing your family, of course, for a long, long time, I grew up with your older brother, and so I wish you the best, boy.
All right. Thank you, brother. Right. Brother Avery, thank you very much.
All right, boy.
Thank you, Pastor. It's good to hear from you this morning, and I want to tell you, Bart, we're going to have a little reception for Chris at City Hall in the Rotunda at 3 p.m. on May 17th. Is that a Thursday?
It is.
A Thursday, May the 17th, 3 p.m. at City Hall. Anyone who and everyone is certainly invited to come to City Hall and see Chris again at City Hall in the Rotunda, and then we're going to have a little brief ceremony that night at our council meeting May 17th at 7 o'clock while we're working on the budget and other things. We're going to take a little break and have a kind of a happy time and talk to Chris and about him. And I hope people will turn out for that reception, 3 p.m. on May 17th, Thursday, and then watch our City TV for the Channel 3 and Channel 99 on U-verse, I guess, and watch our council meeting. We're going to honor Chris that night also.
Very definitely. And he should be, too. So, for people who are new to the area, they don't know how Murfreesboro was, if you go back a few decades. When you started on the council, what was the population of Murfreesboro, and how has that changed over the years?
Wow, Bart. That's back in 1988. That's 4 decades ago. And I'm not really sure what the population was, but I would guess it would Mayor, what would you guess? About 25,000, 30,000?
You're probably in the 30,000, 35,000 yeah. range. Absolutely, because it's we've talked about this before, how many people voted in the mayor's race when Joe B. and Roger ran against one another, and that was 30 years ago, and 14,000 people voted in the race. And because of your service on the council, this last election only had 4,200 people because nobody was upset. We didn't make anybody mad, and we didn't have a strong race. So I'm sorry. It's just funny that we had so many people when the town was much smaller who took part in local elections. But I think now that enthusiasm and interest, possibly because of the 24-hour news cycle, has moved to everybody's more interested in national politics.
Well, I think that's true. And you look back, and it's kind of that's an interesting fact that, mm-hmm. that the mayor just pointed out, that more people voted 30 years ago in the local elections than they do today. And I think it's a lot to do with the way the city of Murfreesboro is run, the things that we offer. You know, the city of Murfreesboro has great police protection. Our crime rate is down. Our fire protection is an ISO rating of 2, which is only like 2% of the fire departments in the country has that. You know, we have great parks and recreation department. We have great shopping, great medical facilities.
Our great educational opportunities are outstanding.
Absolutely. And we haven't had a tax increase since the 1990s. I mean,
people
are just happy. And I think they're happy and they're busy going about their daily lives. And voting is not a top priority to them. Unless people are mad, then they'll go vote, Mayor. You've said that several times. If you want to get more people to vote, you know, do something.
Cut police and fire in half, double the tax rate, close the parks. I think we'll get some turnout.
Absolutely. That's exactly right.
Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Fine. Good morning, Bart.
Good morning. Oh, that's Dwight. How in the world are you? We're getting all the stars this morning.
That's right.
Going good.
They're all lined up.
Good morning, Mayor. How are you, brother?
Fine. How are you? Good to hear from you again.
Good to be around. And my friend, handsome one.
The one with all the hair.
Look, I just wanted to call and let you know how much I appreciate the footprints that you left in this community in a positive way. And those that will follow would do well to emulate and to follow those footsteps and go further. But I wanted you to know that because my family and I earnestly believe that you can't provide leadership without service, and you are a great example of both of those.
Well, thank you, Dwight. That means a lot to me. You've always been a close friend and you know, a great ally for the city of Murfreesboro and a great employee and a great pastor and your family. I just appreciate your friendship.
Well, you know that's going to cost you a fishing trip.
I knew there was a cost involved.
Now, both of you have to share where the fishing hole is.
I won't bait your hook or take them off for you. I'll just I'll help you. I'll take you out there.
Take me that blindfold.
That's right.
Oh, man.
You take care. I'll keep you in my prayers. And, Bart, thank you for that info with the Boys and Girls Club. We're working on that as a work in progress.
Oh, good.
And
good.
They came up with some great ideas, and I'll keep you posted.
I'll call you a little bit later this morning. I have some good news for you, too.
Thank you.
I don't want to share it this morning on the radio. Thank you, Dwight.
Thank you, Dwight.
Thank you, buddy. Thanks. Take care, my friend.
Thank you.
Good to talk to you. Thank
bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
893-1450 is our number. We're talking about the city of Murfreesboro, and we're saying a thank you to Chris Bratcher for his years of service on the city council. 893-1450 is our number. We're going to check on the weather, and we'll be right back.
Sounds good. Forget. I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with.
The opinions you heard are not necessarily those of our advertisers, staff, or WGNS Murfreesboro.
Freedom of speech pulsates with Good Neighbor Talk.
Heritage South Community Credit Union now has a new home, 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire.
This is Darlene Robinson, branch manager. I invite you to visit us soon and find out what your community's credit union is all about. We offer free debit cards and great checking, plus exceptional rates on loans and savings. You can join if you live, work, worship, or attend school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County.
Heritage South Community Credit Union, new offices at 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Maybe you need a new mattress. Well, you can look all you want, but you won't find anyone even close to the prices of mattresses at Bell Furniture. And these are Jamison mattresses. Listen, Perry Bell has the Jamison Marriott mattress, the one used in the hotel. If you check around, the queen size set is $12.99, but at Bell Furniture, just $7.99. Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
We'll have spotty showers early today, otherwise partly sunny skies. Highs this afternoon in the mid-70s. We'll have a north-northwest wind between 10 and 15 miles per hour. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Right now, 63.
Good Neighbor Talk covers issues you won't hear anywhere else. They're local issues, and we're locally owned, locally operated.
We're WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Welcome back. That number is 893-1450. Dial quickly, 893-1450. And we're talking about the city of Murfreesboro, a great topic this morning. It's where we live, the city of Murfreesboro. And let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Doing fine. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I'd like to ask the mayor, when is enough growth? You know, Murfreesboro's getting pretty good size, and we've got a lot of vacant, businesses and residences and apartments and stuff like that. When is big enough for a city like Murfreesboro that's 30 miles from a Nashville? And I'm going to hang up and listen on the radio. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm.
I think it's a good question. I saw a schoolmate of mine the other day at an event here in Murfreesboro, and she said, you know, I've moved. And I said, no, I didn't realize that. And she said, yeah, we've moved down to Georgia, somewhere, I can't remember whether it was North Georgia or South Georgia. She said, the town is just like Murfreesboro was when I grew up. And, of course, I was in high school in the early 60s in Murfreesboro. And so I'm sure that as you retire and look back, possibly that makes a difference. And people who are retired or people who get a little bit older maybe get a little bit old, not necessarily tired, but dismayed some ways of the hustle and bustle. And I understand the sentiment. The question goes to, as you mentioned, there's a lot of vacant this and there's a lot of openings here and there. The people who invest and want to make a living who are not retired want somebody to move into all those buildings that they have built or perhaps buy their buildings or bring goods and services to Murfreesboro that we don't have and feel like that they can support their family and make an investment by doing that. As you look at growth, it's pretty hard to tell people we don't want you to come in here. A friend of mine also said the other day that you ought to build a fence around the city, just not let anybody else come in. The problem with that is fences work both ways. They don't just stop people from coming in, they stop people from going out, too, and most people would like to have that opportunity. I don't know how you justify stopping growth or starting growth, but all you have to do in America is we give people a choice. And just as my friend that went to school with decided to move somewhere else, there are a lot of other people who've decided to move to Murfreesboro. And they create jobs and they bring their family here because of economic reasons or educational opportunities or just because they like the community and the size of it the way it is today. But I appreciate the fact that that you have the thought and that you're like other people in Murfreesboro who are just concerned about all the things that make Murfreesboro special. And Chris, you might have a thought or two on that also.
Well, you know, Murfreesboro, it's almost, it's kind of like we was talking the other day about the new Kids Castle that we're going to build. Mm-hmm. You know, the Kids Castle, that was a victim of its own success. It got played on so much, and now it's wore out, and we're going to have to build a new one. You know, in Murfreesboro, when like you said, when I first started, people were asking for different amenities and different benefits and different services. And you know, I can remember when you crossed over, when you went out of Old Fort Parkway and you crossed I-24, there was nothing out there.
Right.
And there was the first little subdivision was out there, and they come to the council and they said, you know, y'all act like we're a stepchild. We have nothing out here. We need a school, and we need this, and we need that. So we responded to that, and we went out and we built Cason Lane Academy. And then, of course, when you build that, you hear more homes come. And then when you have more homes,
have a grocery store, the businesses, department store,
and that's just kind of the way it works. It's the free enterprise system that creates those types of opportunities for people. And we all want opportunities for our children and for our grandchildren. We want them to stay here in Murfreesboro. We're kind of selfish like that, and we want them to kind of stay at home and where we can and watch them grow up. And you know, it's just the way it is. I mean, growth is going to happen, and if you're not growing, you're going backwards. And Murfreesboro is a great city, and it's kind of exciting to see the new restaurants, because back when I was a young man, everybody went to Hickory Hall to shop. Everybody went to Nashville to see a movie.
Yeah, we went to Murfreesboro Road in downtown Nashville when I was young.
Right, and you know, and people now, they don't have to do that, and we're kind of the hub for the other counties that lie around Murfreesboro now, and it's exciting for businesses. And we talk about traffic, and when you see traffic backed up, a businessman loves to see that traffic, because that means that's customers for them. So, you know, it just depends on where you are in life and what you expect.
Our guest this morning, Murfreesboro's Mayor Tommy Bragg and retiring Vice Mayor Chris Bratcher. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Very well, thank you.
Good.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's stop sugarcoating this matter. Murfreesboro is just what it is. Now, you've got about 2009 to now, you got about 15 unsolved homicides. You got over 12 unsolved bank robberies. So take the gloves off and tell us what's really going on.
Well, obviously, when you have people living together, you're going to have conflict. As a friend of mine who's a judge said, sometimes you have more conflict around the holidays when families are together than you do normally during the week when people are going to work and they're not together. So, obviously, the unfortunate acts and unfortunate things that happen really occur regardless of how good your police force is, how good your social services are, or how good your churches or your families are. You just have unfortunate things that happen in life, and I don't really believe that we're seeing any exceptional degree of unpleasantness or lawfulness or lawlessness in Murfreesboro than we normally have. We just have to continue to work to provide problem resolution skills and the opportunity for people to work together and be together without conflict.
By the way, we had some calls the other day about Kids Castle, and you brought up Kids Castle a minute ago about will it be ready in time for kids to play on anytime soon? And I was talking yesterday with Lanny Goodwin over at the Parks and Recreation Department. He said, right now, while we are talking, and this was yesterday, he said, there are crews in there taking out the old Kids Castle. And he said, and it all depends on the weather. If we don't have an unusual amount of rain, because they have to put in new concrete and things of that sort. But he said, our goal is to have it up by summer.
Correct.
And I said, well, what summer?
What year, right?
No, actually, and he said June 1st.
Yeah.
And I thought, man, that's just a few weeks away. But I thought, if anybody can do it, Lanny can do it, because he said that same thing when they were working on the pool, the water feature at SportsCom.
That's right.
And they made that on time. Yeah.
you know, I served on that committee of the new Kids Castle project, and that's going to be a huge, huge asset. When people come down Old Fort Parkway, they'll be able to see that new playground, and it's going to be an asset. It's going to be beautiful, and the people are going to love it. And it's going to be built quickly. I mean, it's mm-hmm. these people hit the ground running, and they don't waste any time, and it will be open when Lanny says it'll be open. Right, Mayor?
Absolutely. And I've got to get it ready for my grandchildren, and I know other people have got grandchildren, right. And they want to have that ready also, because it's gonna from about 2 years or 1.5 years all the way up to almost teenagers. It's going to have features for mm-hmm. every individual age group and every skill level, and I know we're all looking forward to with them. Anticipation and May 30th was supposed to be the day mm-hmm. That they had initially thought about it, and so I'm hoping that we'll be right there.
Now, when's the new grandbaby coming again?
May 30th. Okay. So it's just perfect time.
It's not a coincidence. Though. See, great new grandbaby.
So you'll be out there on June 1st with the one day old.
Actually, I'll be near Central Park in New York City, just kind of see what we need to do for additional recreational opportunities in our city.
Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I would like to know why we do not consolidate the mayor, schools. It would be more economical. I know Tommy would lose his job if we consolidated, but look at the money we could save. You put the schools together, and you could have more opportunities for the children.
How would we save money? That's the question.
We could save money by consolidating.
I understand the consolidation, but how does that save money? That's always been the question.
We don't need two salaries of mayors. We don't need two school officials and all that stuff.
Well, if you look at county government and city government, you have to look at the different services that each of them provide. And so far, most voters in Tennessee, when it's come to counties and cities consolidating, don't find a level of service duplication. If you look at the county, you have schools and you have the sheriff in jail, you have landfill, animal services. And if you look at the city, you have police and 24-hour fire protection, you have parks and recreation, you have solid waste pickup, codes, engineering. You don't see the overlap in the city and the county government as much. In the school system, you're exactly right that you would eliminate a salary with a director, but there's nobody ever seen a reason or a way where you saved any significant dollars by putting the two systems together. The county certainly has looked at it, and the city has looked at it, and people have decided that the two systems kind of work in competition, whereas from the 7th grade, 8th grade, 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th grade, you have consolidated school system. The only school system that you have that's different is the K through 6 system that the city has, and nobody has ever said that just incorporating the two kindergarten, first, second, third, fourth, and fifth, sixth grades will save anybody any money. That's probably the issue right there.
We only have about 30 seconds left, and before we leave, Tommy, thank you for joining us today. Murfreesboro Mayor Tommy Bragg, retiring Vice Mayor Chris Bratcher, you've got the last word.
Bart, it's been an honor and a pleasure to be here on WGNS talking to you and to your listeners. Thank you for all your phone calls, and I appreciate your support.
We'll be listening for the best fishing holes.
Thank you, Bart.